Fight Back with Ali C.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
I didn't think we could do 3 hours of this. We just finished two, but this is Gene and Chris Talk Shop episode of the Paracast. Right now, we're at the point of answering your questions, the first one before the break, talking about our favorite movies. And now, another question of significance, number two. You ready for number two? Question number two, door number two from Hellfire. What's your favorite UFO strange awareness books? Okay, anything of the original series from Major Donald Kehoe, because it made me want to think about UFOs.
Yep.
UFOs, yeah, Our Haunted Planet by John Keel.
And also Operation Trojan Horse. That's way up on my list.
Way up. And, of course, books by Jacques Vallée.
Yep. Dimensions, Confrontations, Passport to Magonia, The Invisible College, they're all
Enjoy books from Jerome Clark. By the way, Jerome Clark will be back on the Paracast in a few months. He's working on a major revision for one of his classic books. When that's done, he'll be back.
All right.
There you go.
It's always a pleasure.
Let's go to another question here. Well, this I think we answered already. Who has been the most frustrating guest you've ever interviewed on the Paracast? Well, I think we've kind of gone there. Certainly in the early years of the Paracast, we had that arch criminal. What else can you say about him? Bill Nell. And within an hour, he hung up on us.
Right.
Yes, I think that was frustrating. Eric Julian, you know, one of these alien science kind of guys, very, very frustrating guest.
No. Richard Sauter was a little frustrating, too.
Yes, he was. I think so, in the same ballpark there. Frustrating. No. David Sarita, very frustrating.
Oh, boy. Oh, gosh, I'm glad I wasn't in on that one.
Right, and he'll never be on again. Speaking of guests who will probably never be on, okay. We got a mailing from a publisher, two copies of the book from Whitley Strieber, new book from Whitley Strieber. And over the years, we've tried to get him on the show. He says, yes, I'll come. And then Ann Strieber, his wife, says, no, he can't. So we actually booked him on the show through the publicist from his book publisher. Whitley writes back and says, no. Why? Because we've attacked him in the forums. I haven't attacked him. Chris?
I haven't attacked him.
No, but, all right, some people have been critical. So, in exchange for that, we had a couple of email exchanges that got increasingly, shall we say, incendiary, especially on his part. I posted something in the forum that will make him never. I explained why he's not going to be on the show, and then included a cartoon of a chicken.
Right. Well, the line that he put in there, you should reread Matthew 3, verse 6, or whatever, which is the famous line about casting pearls before swine. I took that as offense. I think we have, if not the best group of up-to-speed, objective listeners of any show of this type, but our forum posters, I think, are just dazzling. I learned so much reading these threads, and to say something so disingenuous like that and insult our wonderful up-to-speed listenership and readership, I thought was just that was over the top, and I really had to answer back very pointedly to that particular comment that he made. Unfortunately, some of these A-list personalities, if you don't buy into their whole shtick, then you're the enemy. And unfortunately, I think Whitley he's gun-shy. He knows that we'll ask the tough questions. We will get to the bottom of, his story as much as we possibly can, and we won't soft shoe the whole thing. I think everybody who's on the show, for the most part, attempts to answer as honestly and as directly as possible. And I don't think he can. He's not going to be able to stand the heat in the kitchen, and I think he knows that.
Well, I guess if you make a public appearance, you ought to be prepared for that, but I'm not going to say anymore. Okay, from Double Knot Spy, and his signature says, may I please go back to the zoo now? It has a picture of a monkey or something in there. But seriously.
That's a typewriter.
That's a typewriter. Okay, here we go. Glad to hear about this episode. I second the request for an update on the SLV monitoring project. We did that already. Actually, I'd like to hear Chris spend 10 or 20 minutes talking about how Sedona compares to the SLV, what things are not to be missed on a visit to Sedona, and whatever other recent adventures he wants to talk about. We kind of covered most of this, but Sedona. So anything to say about Sedona before we go to the next question?
Well, Sedona has slowly over the years gained the reputation of being the metaphysical capital of the U.S., some people would say the world. When I moved to Arizona back in 2004, I told my girlfriend I'd be willing to check out Arizona, but any place but Sedona. And, of course, as fate would have it, I ended up in Sedona. Actually, Paul Davids was my my landlord. I was in one of Paul's rental properties for a couple three years and really enjoyed it there. But you know, the whole concept of spiritual elitism and my spirit guide is better than yours, and you know, getting really proficient at being able to count people's nose hairs around the Sedona area was uncomfortable for me, and I slowly found myself moving further and further away from the center of town. And now I'm about 20 miles down the hill from Sedona. Sedona is a very beautiful place. It has a lot of very magical qualities to it, using that word loosely. It's one of the most beautiful spots in America, if not one of the most beautiful spots on the planet. It's jaw-droppingly gorgeous. But, you know, the amount of New Age commercialism kind of makes me squirm. There's a lot of wannabe psychics and channelers and healers. There are some very good ones, but you know, you got to weed through the chafe and separate the signal from the noise in that particular realm. And it does have some drawbacks. There is a lack of a sense of real community here. Well, you wouldn't think that in a place that touts itself as being so enlightened. But, you know, it like any place, you're going to find issues that need to be addressed, I think, in the community. And I just prefer not to engage in the ungrounded style of thinking that Sedona is famous for. And I think it's great for a person like a David Sereda or some of the other people that have relocated here fairly recently over the last few years. It's wonderful for them. I think it really really empowers them and keeps them pontificating. You know, what, to each their own. I just find it a little bit artificial feeling, and
it's become, you know, a tourist trap.
Yeah,
well, for the paranormal.
If I hear about another new channeler coming to town, one more time, I'm probably going to scream.
The Channeler of the Week show.
Yeah, Zoosh, formerly known as Robert Shapiro, now known as just fill in the blank.
What?
Robert Shapiro was one of the first real major channelers here back in the late 80s, early 90s. He had
not related to the famous lawyer of the same name who started LegalZoom.com.
No. This is Robert Shapiro from the Sedona Emergence Light Technologies group.
All right. That's good to know. Or not good to know, depending on your point of view. All right, let's move on with questions here from Pixel Smith. And he's one of the guys who tends to have very contrary views. And that's why he's asking this question, and we'll start here and persist with this in our next segment. Have you changed your mind one way or another about any conspiracies over the years? Well, of course, the most famous conspiracy of all. When I was a kid, I took the story that Lee Harvey Oswald killed President Kennedy seriously. I then went to a lecture featuring a former New York State legislator, Mark Lane, and became convinced it was a conspiracy. That hasn't changed since then. What about you? What did you believe or disbelieve, and what changed?
You know, I really haven't. I have a sense about these things that I rely on, and then I do as much research as I can and have time for to find out if my hunch is correct. Generally, I think it's fairly right on, but you know, a lot of these things will never be solved, so there's no way to really know. I haven't really changed my opinion. I think, if anything, my opinions have become more entrenched and more solidified. In terms of the second question, has anyone been responsible for you changing your views on a conspiracy theory or paranormal event? I mentioned Ray Stanford kind of just nudging me back towards the center a smidge.
I'll tell you what, we'll get to a smidge of Ray Stanford and other subjects soon. Gene and Chris Talk Shop. I'm Gene Steinberg. He's Chris O'Brien. You're in
the Paracast. You expect professional service from your doctor, your accountant, and even the girl who takes your morning coffee order. Why not from your domain registrar, too? Namecheap.com provides stellar service with no sneaky upselling. We offer more features and security options for your website than there are ways to order a latte. And new domains come with WhoisGuard to protect your personal info. At Namecheap.com, you can get your domain for as low as $2.99. Now is a great time to get to know Namecheap.com.
For 58 years, Fate has provided true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate brings you the latest in all aspects of the paranormal, like angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, and much, much more. To receive your complimentary Fate magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things as personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We want to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com. Get in on all the action at forum.theparacast.com.
It's The Shop, and we talk with Gene and Chris on the Paracast, and we were focusing on a question from Pixel Smith, who calls himself the Paranormal Master, because it's one of the titles we confer on people who post a lot in the forums at forum.theparacast.com. And you mentioned Ray Stanford, and he had nudged you back towards the ETH a little bit with regard to UFOs. Okay.
But in terms of an actual theory or a single paranormal event, you know, not really. Again, I kind of stand by my previous answer. I don't tend to go with others' opinions. I go with a constellation of research in my own investigative process to really make up my mind about these things. I'm generally not that malleable when it comes to people, you know, really impacting my thinking. There are a few exceptions. David Perkins, my mentor, has written the foreword to all four of my published books. He's someone that very early on supported my suspicion that we were dealing with closed system phenomena, not something off planet, like I initially believed when I got involved in this field in the late 80s, early 90s. I quickly realized that that just couldn't possibly be a one-size-fits-all answer. And David was very instrumental in supplying me with books and introducing me to writers and researchers who take more of an out-of-the-box approach to these subjects. So he was instrumental in helping me mold my own thinking. But in answer to Pixel Smith's third question, have either of you ever had the urge to slap the crap out of me?
Okay, Pixel Smith, here we go.
You're a funny guy. Actually, no. I think you're a constant source of amusement. I love your the way you are so passionate about the way you present your particular unique style of thinking, and keep it up. I enjoy reading your posts.
Okay, so we have a question from JT, whose subtitle, whose username is Maybe Logic, or maybe not, right, JT? Okay, first question here. Why do so many ufologists either lose their perspective or lose their minds? I think the first answer would be, well, you become wedded to a theory very early on. And I'll cite Major Donald Kehoe as an example, who came to believe that UFOs were spaceships, and that was it for him. He came to that viewpoint within a year or two after starting to follow the phenomenon, and he didn't think of anything else. I think to some degree, maybe Stanton Friedman has maybe lost his perspective as a result. I think he might be a little bit too wedded, for example, to the MJ-12 documents. So those are examples, although I respect Stan. I certainly respect the late Major Kehoe. I met him a few times. Seemed like a really nice guy with a lot of fascinating information to present. You, Chris, what do you think?
Well, I agree. I think perspective is something that sometimes you don't realize that you've lost it until others have to suggest to you that maybe you should look at that, that maybe you're becoming a little bit biased in your perspective. I think the more people who publish and are public in this field, the more they tout particular theories, the more they become tied to them. And they have to continue supporting it or admit they're wrong. And Stan, of course, in the MJ-12 documents will be a classic example of that. Sure, there may be some truth in those documents, but they're not. I don't think we can't accept them at face value. And I think he is so invested in this whole scenario that it's virtually impossible for him to come out and say anything contrary to what he's already said. In terms of losing their minds, I think based on my own personal experience, I haven't really known too many ufologists who have lost their minds. I suspect that a few have, but I don't know for certain. One person that's always puzzled me is Tom Adams, who was very instrumental in my early investigative process. He supplied me with boxes and boxes of hard copies of San Luis Valley-related materials, which are still to this day invaluable to me. But all of a sudden, about 10 years ago, he literally fell off the map. He disappeared. Even his best friends were unable to get him to respond and get in contact. He's still out there. He may have found the Lord or something. There's some question that maybe this is one theory that's out there, that he either A, got so paranoid about some of the things he was uncovering and just burn out, or B, he had some sort of life-altering religious experience or something. I think this subject matter is volatile, and if there's any sort of twitchiness in a particular person, that's going to be magnified. It's like putting gasoline on a fire. And I think if you have a wobble in your groundedness that it's going to be seriously exacerbated, and you're going to run into some real serious issues about paranoia. Is a main one. People get all nervous. They think people are out to get them. They think that their information is so earth-shattering that their personal safety may be in danger. I think that that's one of the hallmarks for somebody, A, who's lost her perspective, and B, needs to take a break. And that's why you'll notice that certain people do drop out of the field for a while. I know, Gene, you did for a while. I did, and got into other realms of the paranormal besides ufology and the dead cattle. And you need to take a break. You need to get regrounded, revitalized, and regain a sense of objectivity and perspective. I think more people should probably take a little break from the work from time to time than do. So,
get a rest cure, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get part two of the question. Do you have any thoughts on the value of the mystery itself? I'm thinking in terms of sense of wonder, of imagination and curiosity. Regardless of the answers, do we need the answers? Wouldn't any answer you find only make sense one of those crazy people, make you one of those crazy people who think they found an answer as opposed to the answer? But then the question I'd ask, JT, is how do you know when you think you found an answer it is the answer?
Well, you don't. It's not a lust for result that drives me. I can only really speak personally about this particular aspect of the work. And I just find it incredibly stimulating intellectually and even spiritually. I think these questions that we're pondering on the Paracast, some of them more important than others, but I think by and large the whole idea of contact with a non-human intelligence is one of the most important subjects and scenarios that humankind could ever face, at least up till this point. And that's incredibly stimulating to someone who's eternally curious like I am. I will never lose my sense of curiosity. If I do, Pixel Smith, JT, Gene, Hot Soup, any of you guys, Lance, you guys have the permission to spank me good.
Excuse me one more time.
I didn't mean right now.
Sure.
Okay.
If you're going to be spanked, right, you might as well be spanked on the air. Let's let it all hang out.
Okay. By Thank you, sir. May I have another?
What?
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
There you go. Now you know the truth about Chris. If there is a truth to be found, I won't tell you my truth because you wouldn't believe it. JT, thanks for the question. Trained Observer asked us the same question about the monitoring project that we answered earlier in the episode. So we'll come on and we'll go on with our questions. This is the Talk Shop episode with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Is there a secret UFO agenda? Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and Freudian phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to MrUFO@webtv.net. That's MrUFO@webtv.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, natural and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
It's called Gene and Chris Talk Shop on the Paracast, kind of catching up, asking your questions, figuring out what's going on. Speaking of people who are, I think, seriously hurt by paranormal encounters, I think any UFO abductee, I think regardless of the source of that event, they are being seriously, seriously injured mentally because of it. They have to be.
Well, I'm dealing with a case right now in the Valley that features that possibility. So, and it's dovetailed into some physical health issues as well. So, unfortunately, I'm not really at liberty to discuss a lot of the details of this case right now. But it's one that Rosemary and I looked into, and it has all the hallmarks of a classic contactee/abduction scenario. I wouldn't even know where to begin. Talking about the whole timeline, even if I could. At some point, I'm hoping to get permission to at least talk about the case publicly. I have, obviously, because of the principles involved, I've guaranteed anonymity, but I have not gotten official permission to talk about the case yet. I do plan to obtain that at some point, but I agree 100%, Gene. People do need help in this particular realm. Like you said, regardless of what the causal elements are and who the players are behind it, people are being very adversely affected psychologically, even physically, in terms of health. And it is a very, you know, it can be very scary for people if they feel that they're going through events such as the abduction scenario has been described. And I feel for them. I oftentimes, wonder what would be the best way to approach this particular mystery that would learn from the pioneers in this field, the Bud Hopkins, David Jacobs, Sean Max, Deborah Lindemann, John Carpenter, and others. I think that there's a way that we can learn from what's been tried for the past 25 years, and then take it forward, I think, another to the next level. This is a very difficult subject for people to even deal with personally, let alone ask for help to get through it. And
sometimes it comes back to bite you. We have a situation here with this woman named Emma Woods who went to Dr. David Jacobs to supposedly seek help with her abductions. That ended up into being one mess.
Yeah.
And maybe both can be blamed. Maybe, and I said this to David Jacobs privately, I'll say it publicly, I don't think he should have gotten involved. I think he was in way over his head with that situation. I think that she also has serious problems. She has to. Anyone who has undergone the experiences she claims to have had, you can't be normal on the other end, especially if they're ongoing.
Yeah, that's true.
And I kind of hope that we'll find better ways to explore abduction research. This is something that we're going to pursue on future episodes of the Paracast. Talk to other people who haven't been on the air much, who are involved in UFO abduction research. Try to figure what's going on. And of course, the situation here, is it just some kind of experiential phenomenon, which is something that Jerome Clark told us on the Paracast when he was on last, or is it related to ET or the same phenomenon? How do you know?
You know, it's a conundrum.
You weren't abducted, were you, Chris?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. I don't remember any abductions. I do remember this. I keep saying it. Okay. When I was young, I remember some large, dark thing coming to me in the middle of the night, and it was a nightmare. I'd wake up, a recurring nightmare that happened while I was a young kid, maybe 7, 8, 9 years old. Then it disappeared.
I have to correct myself. I was abducted once. She was one of the most gorgeous things I'd ever seen. I met her at the Ritz in New York. She abducted me, dragged me home, and I was abused.
In a way, you wanted to be abused.
Oh, yeah.
And it never happened again.
Well, the next time it wasn't, it was a co-mutual abduction. We abducted each other.
Sometimes I think maybe I'd like to be abducted. Other times, no, I don't want them to come here. I would hope that whatever experiences I had as a child, they were only nightmares. There was nothing else that happened. I was not abducted. I do not invite the experience, but I think where people were abducted, a lot of times the experience does happen as a child.
Yeah.
So there you go. And that it portrays
around,
itself.
I wasn't taken anywhere.
It portrays itself in the common culture.
Yeah.
So nowadays we expect if we're going to have this experience, E.T. will be involved, so we think about E.T.s. But isn't that the great mystery about the UFO field in general, which is, are we seeing spaceships now or what is presumed to be spaceships because that's our culture? Since World War II, well, okay, we live in the science fiction culture. If it was something else, we'd see them in some other way. It's not that E.T. came here in the 1940s and that's it.
You know, well, I like Terrence McKenna's comment that he made during one of his many, many presentations he gave before he died in 2001. And that is that whatever it is that's interacting with us is trying to get us to believe that it's E.T. because the truth of it would be so beyond our ability to deal with and comprehend that the E.T. Veneer of some sort of extraterrestrial contact is softening the actual mystery and the impact it would have on us culturally. And so basically what he's saying is or what he said was that the E.T. scenario is much easier for us to deal with intellectually compared to what it probably is.
Well, isn't it also, we can take the contact scenario of the book from the late Carl Sagan. You think of the movie. I didn't read the book. I saw the movie with Jodie Foster. And that is, she meets E.T., I suppose, and E.T. comes in the form of her late father.
Yeah, exactly.
Partly because, as is expressed to her, the actual form of E.T. would be so alien, you couldn't understand it. You couldn't accept it. So they come to us in a form in which we can accept. And possibly our own minds judge the form in which we perceive them.
Right. You know, fill in the details, color, colorize it, and give it dimensionality.
Fill in the blanks, because we don't know. what sort of blanks need to be filled? And that's the big question, too. If E.T. were to come here, could we accept its reality, whatever it might be? You know, we only have our own little tiny, narrow perception of what reality is.
Well, Childhood's End. Childhood's End is a classic example. They park ships over all the major cities for an entire generation and give us a false sense of who these people are. And then when the truth comes out, they look like devils with horns and tails and scales and everything. And they said, well, we didn't want to show you our true appearance because we would have freaked you out too much. Now you're used to us being here. It's not as scary.
But they didn't have an evil intent.
No.
It's not like the movie V, which might have been inspired by that. The TV show V has come back twice.
Well,
the first time it was a miniseries and then a regular series. But in each case, a reptilian race of aliens comes here. They put on a skin to look like humans, pretend to be here for our benefit, to be friendly, to spread the joy they're here, to eat us, whatever. I thought the new series V, the final episode, the season, the series finale, it was perfectly awful.
Oh.
Did you see that?
No, I don't have TV. I Hulu stuff and hasn't been on Hulu.
Okay, what happens here is Anna, the alien reptile, conveys this feeling of bliss with the half-breed daughter of a woman on Earth. It doesn't make much sense. And they kill off a few characters. And I guess they pave the way for further episodes if there were to be a new season, which is unfortunate with TV shows, you know, that they get the cancellation notice and they've already filmed all the episodes for a season, so they don't consider, well, wait a minute, what if this is going to be the final year? And it doesn't matter, you know, if it's a one-off episode, if each episode is self-contained like Law & Order L.A., but if it's a serialized drama where you get invested in the characters and the events, and then it comes to an end and the end is not satisfactory. Don't forget to write us, news@theparacast.com. Once again, that's news@theparacast.com, where we read each and every message you send. We have Chris O'Brien, Gene Steinberg. You're in
The Paracast.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Concerned about radioactive fallout? The number one way by which your body protects itself from radiation or any other free radical is with glutathione. Glutathione is the most ubiquitous antioxidant in the body. The number one mechanism for removing toxic elements from the body is glutathione. In order for your body to make optimal levels of glutathione, it needs an abundance of the amino acid cysteine. The highest dietary source of cysteine is non-denatured whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. The most non-denatured whey protein powder on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is an industry first with its True Cool process. It retains all the active components of fresh raw whey. One World Whey is rich in immune, bodybuilding, and detoxification factors that make it a life-giving power food for everyone. One World Whey is sweetened with cold processed stevia and comes in three delicious flavors. To hear some impressive testimonies, go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com. Or call 888-988-3325.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Phillips, listening to the Paracast, and it's as good as it gets, believe me.
It comes to this, you're in the Paracast, a special Shop Talk session where basically Chris and I have been talking about for lo these many hours the things we're working on, the things we might not work on, and thus and so. And we got into talking about movies about aliens, about science fiction stories, alien culture, all that, how we think about what aliens might be, what form they might take. But we're looking for M-class planets, Earth-type planets. You know, we say, you know, if we're going to look for E.T., he has to be like us. Isn't that a mistake?
I would think so. How do we know there's not methane-based life forms or silicon-based life forms?
Well, we've already started to realize that. That's one of the recent developments, that they're
ammonia-based life forms.
Sure. How do we know?
We don't.
One of the science fiction novels that I wrote with my son Grayson, we wrote a series of three novels called Attack of the Rockoids. One is out. Two more will be out shortly. And we do talk of a silicon-based life form in one of those novels. Following that, of course, that background, that life doesn't have to be carbon-based as we know it.
Right.
And then it goes back to, if the life form is based on other chemicals, we couldn't accept it, could we?
Well, I don't know. I could see a new superhero, Crystal Man.
Wait a minute. Stanley is listening to this episode. Stanley is going to come out with a new character. He's actually trying to bring into life new characters. DC Comics doesn't do that. I mean, you have Superman, you have the Green Arrow, Green Lantern, they're making a movie of him. But how many of those characters out there? Well, Batman, for example, okay? But how many DC characters are still around? How many new DC characters, DC heroes, have come to be?
Well, I can't even think of any.
Right. You know, beyond Green Lantern, Green Arrow, Hawkman, Aquaman, Superman, Batman, who else? Supergirl, but, you know, part of the same universe.
Crystal Man.
Crystal Man, as opposed to crystal meth, no.
From the planet Silica.
Okay, write this down. Patent the site, crystalman.com. Let's build stories.
People, all the New Agers will try to get a channel in or something.
Of course, he wears the crystal skull.
Right.
You know, we might be doing an episode soon about crystal skulls. The only time we ever talked about skulls in general was this one from Lloyd Pye.
Right.
Which got a lot of skeptical treatment.
Oh, boy.
Oh, didn't it? We had Tommy Allison, who was an artist who was doing a rendering of the crystal skull, or the skull that Lloyd Pye had acquired.
And it was the Star Child.
The Star Child. But you've been in touch over the years with crystal skull type people, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I helped co-produce a DVD documentary called The Search for the Crystal Skulls with David Childress, Stephen Mailer, Bill Holman, who's now the custodian of the Mitchell Hedges skull. J.J. Hertak came out in a rare appearance on video talking about the skulls. And it's a fascinating subject, and we are working on getting a crystal skull episode together to look at the entire subject and maybe dig in a little deeper on some of the beliefs that have sprung up around the subject, which I think is important to differentiate between what we know and what we think we know.
Okay, Crystal Skull episodes coming soon, the PowerCast. Also, Colin Bennett to talk about that book, Flying Saucers Over the White House.
Which I'm reading right now. I love it.
And they also presented with the book in the press kit a copy of the report on unidentified flying objects by the late Edward Ruppelt.
Right. And the book is about Ruppelt's process in the short time that he was involved with Blue Book before his very early and untimely death.
He died of a heart attack like 40 years old. I mean, so unfortunate. I kind of think today, you know, because of the way things have changed, today, if that sort of thing had happened, someone had heart disease at 35 or 40 years of age, they'd survive.
Yeah. Well, there's a much better chance now.
The final question asked, and we have a few moments left with this episode of the PowerCast, the shop talking episode, and that is the Pro feature, PowerCast Pro. What's it going to contain? We're still talking about that at forum.thepowercast.com, still welcoming the features. Let me just kind of give you a background on this. Okay, folks, we're talking about a premium service for a modest monthly or annual fee. We give you extra features, content that's not part of the normal episodes. The normal episode on the GCN network by podcasts online, always going to be free. And in exchange for that, of course, we have ads from our advertisers, our benefactors. That's how it works. We're thinking of having a professional version of the PowerCast, PowerCast Pro, where we'd offer special custom content. Chris has been working on stuff now. Stuff that won't be available to regular members. You have to join the service. Special message boards. Maybe the older access to episodes over a year. We might put that in the premium service. Not because we're trying to betray our listeners. I mean, if the show's been out over a year, we kind of think everybody who's currently a listener has had a chance to download those episodes. So right. Maybe we'll put them in the premium service. We'll see. Special blogs, other content.
And video, yeah.
Right.
I'm gearing up I'm getting the green screen studio together here in Arizona, and I'm planning on doing a series of weekly, sort of blogcasts, if you will. That could be also made available. Plus, on my recent trip, I got some very interesting interviews, two 30-minute interviews with David Perkins. Absolutely fascinating stuff. Can't wait to get David on the show. He's super busy right now and can't do it. But in the meantime, I've got these two wonderful interviews that it's down and dirty. I think that's the tagline that we might want to use on some of these interviews, because these are uncensored, unfettered, and eye-popping.
They would not go on broadcast radio or TV?
No.
Okay. Maybe HBO or Showtime?
Possibly.
But the key here, once again, and I want to repeat this, we will not betray our trust. We have free forms. The full episode of the show is free. Now, some people out there, they give you half a show. And if you want the other half, you pay them. We're not doing that. And in exchange for that, of course, we get the ads like any other network radio show. But I think that's best, because I don't think everyone has the money at hand, whether it's $5, $7, whatever it is a month. We don't think everyone can do it. We want to make it available for those who do. Obviously, it helps us, too, because it gives us a little bit more income, and you can't have enough these days because of the state of the economy. So we have this regular feature, this added feature. We welcome your suggestions again, and you can write us news@theparacast.com, news@theparacast.com. We have a forum thread for PowerCast Pro at our forums at forum.paracast.com, where you make your suggestions of what you'd like to see, what kind of extra content. And we're going through that. Right now, by the way, we're looking at new logos for the PowerCast. And I just got four or five of them as we do this episode that Chris and I are going to look over. Maybe we'll get your votes on them. And we've had some really talented artists out there.
Yeah.
Oh, they're just magnificent. And the reason we're changing the logo is very simple. I'll be honest about it. I think we have a great logo right now. It's designed by Jeff Ritzman. Remember Jeff Ritzman? Of course, he's on another show right now, which I will not mention for obvious reasons. He's a UFO researcher and experiencer, did some great artwork, but the hand reminds you of another program called Fringe. The TV show Fringe has the hand. Looks like our hand. Now, our hand came out first, and the producers of Fringe, J.J. Abrams, hasn't come after us. Fox TV hasn't come after us, but I think it's time we get rid of the hand.
Yeah, we should go after them.
Should we? Is there a lawyer out there who'd be willing to take this case on contingency?
And you know what the lawyer would say, Gene?
What would you say?
Talk to the hand.
Well, you know, it's the hand that rocks the cradle, or the cradle that rocks the hand. This has been fun. All we did to prepare for this was say, hey, we're going to hang out for 3 hours and just talk shop, talk about the show, our experiences, open it for your questions, which we did. Give you people a chance to ask us anything, and we'd answer it. We didn't ignore any questions, by the way, in case you
wondered. We hit them all.
Nothing on the cutting room floor. Chris, where do we find more of the stuff you do?
Well, we're revamping the old OurStrangePlanet.com website. We're going with a new user-friendly WordPress scenario, and you can always find out about my work there. Also, obviously, I have a book, Stalking the Tricksters, which I do recommend for anyone that wants to look at all these subjects from an out-of-the-box perspective and look at the mechanism that makes it all fun and exciting. And, of course, I am a moderator at forum.theparacast.com. You'll always see me lurking about.
Every week for 5.5 years, here we are, Gene Steinberg and now Chris O'Brien, our co-host. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you're in
the Paracast.
Is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.